Okay, advice maybe to students. We've already gone over the fact how you represent oil and gas, the medical profession, horse racing, cellular business, construction. Advice to students as they're coming out of school or going into any one of these professions. Do you have any words?
I would say to a student, find what your passion is as far as work. Determine where you might have a leg up because of your abilities, either mathematically or statistically or analytically or salesmanship, whatever your personality lends itself to. I think you want to pursue it with great passion so that every day you go to work that you're happy. I talked with a very successful person this morning who is grooming his two sons to take over the business from him when he retires. And the one son, who has excellent managerial skills, gets up and goes to work out at 5:30 every morning, and he's at the office by 7:30 anyway after he's had breakfast, and he's not afraid of spending long hours to learn the business. I had to spend a lot of long hours Saturdays and Sundays to study the horse racing business because it was not my daily operating business that I did Monday through Fridays. So I would come out on Saturday mornings and look at the books that had the horses that were being sold in to analyze them, look at tapes of watching them run and practice runs. So I think if you want to be successful, you should find out what you love and pursue it with all vigor. But do not, and I say this very emphatically, do not sacrifice your family, the love of your wife, the love of your children. Take time to coach your children if you have that ability in sports, or to listen to them to help them grow into fine citizens. And I think that your family should come before business, but I think you'll find a few extra hours that you can put into your business where your family is otherwise occupied in school or other endeavors.
Very good. I don't know if this is a silly question because we always ask people how you'd like to be remembered in 25, 50 years from now.
I would like to be remembered as a team player. I think the wise counsel I was giving was to surround myself with people who were smarter than me. It's just like in horse racing, you have to have a bloodstock agent. I mean, if I were to go out and look at a horse, you know, I don't do it every day, and they do. So I think that I am a manager of people. I hope I've had the vision to see niches for the success of St. Francis Health System. And I think you learn those niches by reading industry periodicals, coming up with ideas that you can test with people who are knowledgeable. So I'd like to be remembered as a team player.
Very good. Well, I thank you for this time.
Well, John, I'm very flattered that
several hours of your time.
I'm very flattered that you would want to interview me. I've thought so highly of you over the years. I've listened to your broadcasts, and if anybody can zero down or drill down to the essence of something, you've had that ability, and it's a God-given gift that you have. So I've admired you for many years. It's been a great pleasure for me to spend this time with you.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it very much.